Roland
Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Roland Martin's commentary brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala. With a style that looks to the past, examines the present, and is tailored just for you. Find new roads from Washington, D.C. Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, good morning. Off to Memphis for the St. Jude Hospital Celebration of Hope Gala. I'm seeing that tomorrow, Tom. And a shout-out to Howard University for the Dr. Ron Walters Legacy Conference this week. Tom, his wife Patricia, told me last night that ever since Ron died in September 2010, she listened to the show every morning, she said, to fill the void of the silence in the house. And she said this show and the laughter often keeps her from crying over the loss of her husband. So she wanted to say thank you for being her security blanket.
Oh, and here's a big radio hug.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, huge radio hug.
Absolutely, Patricia. So good morning. And speaking of Dr. Walters, Tom, what would his analysis be this morning of the federal prison sentence handed down yesterday in Detroit to former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, hit with a 28-year jail sentence, tying the longest prison term ever handed down to a public official for corruption? Means he likely will not walk out of a federal prison until he's 71. Joining me right now to discuss this is Detroit Free Press columnist Rochelle Riley. Rochelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Kwame became the mayor at age of 31. Tremendous hope and excitement. This 28 years, folks are stunned.
It is probably one of those moments that everybody will remember where they were when they heard it. They'll be talking about it for a long time. But even people who are not happy about the length of the sentence are saying this is the only thing that could have ended this so that the city can move forward.
The judge, Nancy Edmonds, federal judge, said, quote, I hope that the sentence that I'm about to impose will give them that message that we're demanding accountability and transparency in our government, that where there has been corruption, there will be no more. We are done.
She said this is a new era of government, that government will not be done the same way in Detroit. I would hope that what she's saying or what the prosecutors are hoping is that government will not be done this way anywhere. If people want to look to this case as, okay, if you want the next record sentence, then watch what happened here.
Is it fair to blame Kwame Kilpatrick for the bankruptcy situation that Detroit is in right now?
You know, it's not fair, but it's one of those things where you will never know what might have happened to Detroit had not that been going on as well as everything else. What they accused him of and convicted him of was helping one of his best friends get more than $127 million in contracts, $76 million of them illegally through extortion, elbowing competing contractors out of deals, shaking down other people. There were just hundreds of people who were involved, because there's a lot of paperwork involved in being a crook. So there were lots of people involved in doing things the wrong way. Some companies suffered. Detroit's reputation suffered. There were times where Detroit really couldn't get some of the business it needed, so it borrowed money so that it could continue to operate. And as you know, Detroit has filed for bankruptcy because it was borrowing money to pay operating expenses. And you can't do that as a person. You can't do that as a city, where you're using your credit card every month to pay the bills, and then you don't pay the credit card.
Rochelle, what also jumps out is that Kwame yesterday did not admit guilt, he said that, you know, I destroyed my mom's career, but essentially he still contends he did nothing wrong.
Well, again, that's one of the things that the prosecutors used as a part of their argument, that he still is someone who thinks that being a criminal, doing things the wrong way, is not necessarily the wrong way, but I'm sorry it hurt people. It's like if you do something and you apologize to somebody by saying, well, I'm sorry that you felt bad, not I'm sorry that I did something. So a lot of people asked yesterday, well, why are you apologizing? You are giving this eloquent speech, a long speech, before Judge Nancy Edmonds finally handed down the sentence. And he said, I've apologized, and it seems nobody will listen. But every time he's apologized, he said, but I'm not guilty, but I'm apologizing.
There's $127 million missing.
Well, it's not missing. They know where it went.
Okay, it went to the pockets of Kwame
Ferguson
and Bobby Ferguson and
who'll be sentenced today
and his daddy. But where is that $127 million? Because Carlita has been foreclosed, and she doesn't have a job, and she's had to move back home with her parents and the kids. Where's all that money?
There are two different issues. This $127 million was the amount of contracts that were steered to Bobby Ferguson, and they contend that a lot of that money came back to the Kilpatricks. And the other thing was the Kilpatrick Civic Fund. And you know that many officials, including lots of governors, have these civic funds where they're not required to tell you how much money is in it or who contributes to it. But the bottom line is no one knows. No one knows. But
we know it didn't go to Carlita and the boys.
Will they ever know, Michelle?
I don't think so. I mean, they can watch Carlita Kilpatrick, and we watched her on television just a few weeks ago where she was working for the city of Duncanville in the recreation department, and somebody put in a hidden camera in her office and had officials come in and find petty cash that she was stashing there that she said was for petty cash. They said, you're not allowed to do that, and fired her.
Wow.
So we're not even sure if she's working or...
No, she's not working. She's not working, and she's moved in with her parents. And the boys are still in Dallas. Well, the youngest is with Carlita. But the twins are at Deion Sanders School, Prime Academy.
Right. Yeah, they have to finish school because the two older boys, the twins, are teenagers, so they still got to finish school.
Yeah, they're 16.
Yeah.
28
so
years.
So it's a sad state of affairs for the family. And for people who believe so much in this family and in this young man who literally was on his way to the national stage. I've said this before, Tom, you said this before. He was Barack Obama before Barack Obama was Barack Obama. Yep. There were people who thought that Carolyn Cheek Kilpatrick's son was on his way to Washington. And yep. He not only ruined his career, he ruined his mother's career. And there's no celebration here. Anybody who's celebrating this is doing the wrong thing. This is a very sad thing, but it is closure.
Yeah, it is.
Michelle Riley, the Free Press in Detroit, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Good job. Mm.
We love you, Detroit.
And congratulations to your baseball team.
That's right. Yes. Some good news for the city of Detroit.
Some good news out of the city.
Yes, some good news.
Well, I was on the bandwagon. I mean, it was expected. Oh, it was expected. 26.
Here we go.